I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I know many of you, some of you may be getting preempted tonight because of the State of the Union. I know Biden was a little late coming to the podium tonight, so it's going to go on for a while. And there are a lot of things that he's saying that are right, and there are a lot of things he's saying that are just outrageous tonight that I certainly don't see the United States the way he sees it. And I think that that's because of the fact that, you know, it's part of the salesmanship, right? We're being told a certain thing, but we're feeling something totally different. It's like, again, part of the psychological operation that is this administration that seems to bother me. And that's with everything that's going on, not just the Biden administration, but the PSYOP with Nikki Haley, the PSYOP with Donald Trump. It just, the PSYOPs keep coming in. The gaslighting keeps coming in. And let me just give you an example. Now, I know that Donald Trump has no control over this, so I'm not going to even put him into the argument. But we have a president that can have a say about these sort of things. And the appearances. You know, I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to always tell me, you need to avoid the appearance of evil. And I thought, made me feel a little weird because, you know, I liked wearing my black clothing, paint my fingernails black, you know, looking more goth, so goth that I looked like I was dead. That's something that I did for a little while when I was younger, when I was a lot younger. But I was looking through the New York Post, and again, the appearance of evil struck me. The appearance of a police state struck me. A memory was triggered. You know, I never consider myself a person who's triggered. But here I am. I'm going through the New York Post yesterday. I had a sixth sense of deja vu. Something that reminded me of the dirty war in South America where a militarized policeman, a soldier, would stand guard on street corners with military-issued firearms. Big guns. You know, in fact, the gun was almost bigger than the soldier was. And I don't know if I told the story before, but I was at a kiosk one day. And I don't know exactly where in Buenos Aires I was, but I was at a kiosk sipping some café de maní, which is peanut coffee. Not made from coffee beans, but made from peanuts. Less caffeine, you know, it was okay. Sitting there sipping coffee, eating a croissant, and I witnessed a woman. There was a woman that she stole some tangerines. Tangelos or tangerines. She stole them. She put them in her jacket. It wasn't a jacket. It was kind of like a hoodie type thing. She took all these tangerines from the vegetable store. She started running and someone yelled, "Thief, thief, thief." But she was no match for the military gunman. So we heard the guns go off. And she was shot right there on the street. Her body lunged forward. I could see it. She was far away, but I could see her body lunging forward. And so after it happened, I got up. I wanted to run down and see if she was okay. But by the time I got there, they had already put a blue tarp over her. And she was bleeding out on the street. And I realized that when she lunged forward, her false teeth flew out of her mouth. And so when I saw that, the only thing I could think of was how much I missed my country, how much I missed the United States. Because back then, this idealistic young man thought that my country stood for freedom and not brutality. But times have changed now. And many of us who are older, many of us who knew what America was like before 9/11, we lament where we are right now in history. And so what I was seeing in the New York Post, the story was published in the Post about how New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced yesterday, I believe, or 2 days ago, that she's going to deploy 750 members of the National Guard, 250 state troopers, along with officers from the Metropolitan Transportation Authority to assist city police with bag searches in the subways. And so there are photos in the Post of these military guys, soldiers, National Guard, with guns, again, that look bigger than them, standing there in the subway. And again, it triggered that memory in me. I just stood back and I just kind of got glossy eyed and stared out into space, trying to get that image out of my head of that woman being shot. And news organizations, if you were watching the news, they were showing video clips of what looks like a military garrison, men in military fatigues holding M16s, standing in the subway, randomly asking people to open their briefcases, open their bags so they could go through them. And what they say is the reason why they have to do this is because there's been a series of high-profile crimes on subway trains in recent years, including an attack last week on a train conductor who was slashed in the neck by an unknown assailant. I read about some other crimes, too, about people being pushed in front of the trains and some people being robbed. So there's been a spike in crime in the subway. Some people were saying in the Post, they said that, well, they felt safer after learning that heavily armed soldiers would patrol the subway system. But others were saying, no. It's threatening. It's intimidating. It makes me feel unsafe. It makes me think that something else is afoot. Something else is going on here. Okay. And I think I know what that something is, but the mainstream news isn't going to say it, but I'll say it. New York subway is probably a target for Hamas or some other terrorist organization. Because I don't think they do it just for like crimes that the police can solve. No, they're going to have a garrison in the subways because they worry that there may be terrorist attacks to have in the New York subways. And so I'm sure Governor Hochul thinks that way. I'm sure the mayor thinks that way. But that's speculation. But I can only surmise or speculate that this is why they've doubled their efforts and have gone completely government overreach on them. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.